What impact does our past have on our future? Could the events of our past determine how successful we'll be in the future? Jack Canfield is author of The Success Principles.
The things that we've experienced in our past and how we've dealt with them, and that's really the more important part, how we've dealt with them, how we hold them, what we think about them, what we tell ourselves about them, can have a huge effect on our current behavior. I had a man take a seminar with me recently. His name's Scott Schilling, lives in Texas, and he was blocked in terms of his level of income. He wasn't making as much money as he wanted. Well, we began to go back into his past and found out that when he had just gotten out of college, he went to work for the same insurance company that his father had worked for 40 years. And when he brought his first paycheck home and showed it to his father, unbeknownst to him, it was twice as much as his father had made that month. And his father was like, he was crestfallen. His face turned sad and sullen. And later he realized what had happened and he had kind of outdone his father. And he felt bad about that because he loved his father. And so inwardly, he'd unconsciously decided that he couldn't make more money than his father. So here he was 30 years later, still making hardly any money. Well, we identified this limiting belief he'd taken on. We released it using some principles that I have in my book, mainly just by turning it around and saying it's okay to make more than my father. The more money I make, the happier I make my father feel, that kind of thing. And he went out literally and 5x his income in less than 2 months. So we've got all of these limiting beliefs and blocks that are going on in our life. And if we don't heal them and let them go, they control us. They can also control us in relationships. I had a woman in a seminar whose mother was so abusive, she used to put out cigarettes on her skin as a way of punishing her. She had scars all over her back. And she had never forgiven her mother. And, you know, you'd think, well, why should she? She was abusive. Well, in my seminar, she expressed all of this anger and hate and hurt and fear, and then eventually was able to forgive her mother and release it. And as a result of that now, she said she has much better relationships. She sleeps better. She gets along with other women better because she kind of subtly resented all women because all women kind of represented her mom. And now she's got a business that's flourishing and selling women's products. Who would have known? And also, she's back in touch with her mother, who she hadn't talked to in 14 years. So she has a family, she has inner peace, and she has financial success by healing this relationship that had been something she was carrying as resentment for years.
I guess that means it's very important to find what that kernel is before you can actually do anything about it.
Yeah, anytime you're stuck or feeling like you're afraid to do something or you're feeling an emotion, if you just close your eyes and ask yourself to go back to the earliest time you can remember feeling this way, there's always a stimulating event, like you're afraid to get up in front of a group and talk. Well, we say, go back in the earliest time you can remember feeling that way, and someone says, oh my God, the teacher just asked me to go to the blackboard in the fourth grade, and I didn't do my homework, and now she's yelling at me and telling me what's wrong with me, and I'm stupid, and she's making me stand at the board, and all the kids are laughing at me, and this is never going to happen again. Because whenever that happens, we make a decision. And the decision is this will never happen again. And then basically we start isolating parts of ourselves from people. So yes, it is important to go back. And you can do it through journal writing. You can do it through visualization or just closing your eyes and asking for it. And the unconscious is wonderfully rich. It will give you the answer when you're ready to handle it. Mostly we're always ready to handle it. We just don't know how to ask.
And having found it, is it really just about affirmations and telling your brain something different?
Well, sometimes you need to release the feelings you never expressed. Maybe you need to get mad at your father and say, you can't tell me what to do. I'm going to go for what I want. It doesn't matter, you know, what you think. Sometimes you just need to understand it and see it and go, oh, that's why. And then rationally, you can just release it and let it go. I talk about something in my book called the Sedona Method, which is just a method for releasing, where you just say, could I let this go? Would I let this go? When? Then you say now. And it's amazing. It just kind of releases. It's such a simple thing. And so there are many, many new techniques that have been developed in the last 10 years that we can use to release the past. It's like driving with the emergency brake on. You don't just push harder on the gas. You release the brake. And when you release the brake, you go further and faster with less effort. And that's available to all of us every moment.
That's Jack Canfield. His book, The Success Principles, is published by Element.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, and personal growth experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.